Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whenever, and however you're listening to this show. I'm Nicole Whitney, and it's News for the Soul time. That's life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained, and pretty much got it all going on again. No surprise. New guest. Another new guest to introduce you to. Exciting times on this big show here. Jo Dunning. She is described as a, quote, unusual spiritual teacher and healer. That got my attention. Close quote. And she is reportedly having great wisdom, insight, humor, and compassion in the energy healing field. She's here today to talk about what she does, how she does it, and what's up. And we're going to have some interesting times this hour, so let's welcome her on, Jo Dunning. Welcome to News for the Soul.
Hi, Nicole. Thanks. I'm delighted to be here.
I've been excited about talking to you. We booked this a while back, and I've been waiting with great anticipation.
Good.
And so why do they call you an unusual spiritual teacher and healer?
Isn't that interesting? I guess probably we'd have to ask them, but I'll take some guesses at it.
Okay.
First of all, I'm a regular person. I don't have a fancy name or a fancy outfit or anything like that. I'm just a regular person. I like to talk about ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And so I think that part is a little unusual. And the ways in which I tend to offer energy work is probably also a little bit unusual in that when I work with someone as for example, with a client, we're able to, I can see the energy, I can see what's happening, I can notice what changes are taking place, I can notice when we need to address a particular item. So that's a little bit unusual. But I think perhaps maybe another aspect would be that I am able to pass these abilities on to other people. So I can pass on the ability for an individual to work with energy and help make profound changes in someone else's life. So that may be also considered a little unusual.
So how do you help pass this on to others?
Well, it's done through an initiation process, which is part of a training program. So What I learned was that years ago when I first started offering energy work, the ability to do a variety of things happened for me spontaneously. So I didn't have to study and learn and practice. It just kind of showed up, much to my surprise, on a number of occasions. And so I began to realize that the abilities I had were a little bit unusual. So, for example, I can see into the physical body, and I can see energy around a person, and I can work with helping to expand consciousness. So I think that that's probably all part of it.
Let's talk a little bit about that. When did that first happen for you?
Well, probably about 20 years ago, I guess. I went through an unusual situation. Life has a kind of a way of giving us opportunities to really make big changes. I kind of have the idea that life throws us up into the air sometimes, and it's kind of up to us how we land. And I had one of those experiences, as many people do, that was totally life-changing. And for some people, that can be an illness, or it can be the loss of a loved one, or it can be getting fired from a job, or any number of things. For me, it happened to be a home invasion where someone attempted to kill me. So I was shot and left for dead. And it was enough of a jolt energetically, I would say, a shock energetically, that I think it just opened parts of my being in ways that I had never experienced before. So what began to happen was I could put my hand on the skin, on someone's skin, and burn a handprint there because there was so much energy coming through me. Or I could start to see into the physical body and actually see when a vertebrae was aligned or something was broken or what was going on internally. And kind of over the next year or two or maybe even 3 years, I just began to notice that kind of unusual things started to happen. And people began to kind of drop by to, quote, chat with me because they had heard sometimes unusual things happen and they hoped perhaps they might be able to have a healing or something else take place. And I would say I was definitely a reluctant, the book The Reluctant Messiah, I was a reluctant person to step into the role of being a healer or a spiritual teacher because I didn't want to do that. It wasn't part of what I was aiming towards in my life. I was really interested in expansion of consciousness, but I didn't have any particular ideas about being able to be a healer. So I was surprised by the abilities that started to appear and didn't quite know what to do with them. So you ask about how did the initiations take place. Over the years,
before you get into describing that, I just wanted to make a quick comment because it was so interesting how when you mentioned a shock, you know, that started this change for you, being more aware of energy and being able to tune into healing. Because you hear so many different instances. I was talking on a previous show with Dr. Lee Poulos, and we were discussing about how many instances there were of people that, you know, after being hit by lightning, became psychic or attuned in some way. My former co-host on the show, Daniel Brinkley, being the classic example of that. And it's so interesting that you mentioned a shock. I mean, not necessarily a physical shock, but a shock nonetheless, a jolt in energy.
Yes. I think what happens, I mean, we don't have enough scientific data yet really to explain it scientifically, but I think somehow it releases the old patterns. I think all the brain patterns are held together electromagnetically, so to speak. And I think somehow the jolt of the experiences that people have releases all of those electromagnetic bonds and kind of just allows the brain to disconnect from the old personality style and kind of start fresh in a whole new way.
Like rebooting the computer.
Yeah, that's a great example. Maybe like rebooting the computer and a new program gets dropped in. Because it seemed for me, after the shooting, I felt very, I felt like I was just empty inside. I was fully conscious, fully aware, you know, and functional in the ways I could talk and walk and eat and that sort of thing. But there was, the personality wasn't there anymore. It was just, it had been released somehow. And the it was like kind of learning to walk again in terms of learning to recreate a personality that interacts socially in the world, you know, all the socially appropriate things that we learn. So that kind of all began to come back in over a period of probably 3 years as I began to also notice other abilities there simultaneously.
So as that came in then over 3 years or so, I mean, what did you first start doing with this energy?
Well, other than initially trying to ignore it and people coming to say hi anyway, I finally agreed to offer a small group at a little local church. I finally agreed to do that. And what happened was that each week that the group was offered, the size of the group doubled. So every week it was doubling. And that was, by the end of the couple of months, it was a large enough group then that there was a regular kind of flow of people wanting to have individual sessions with me. And so that's kind of how I got started, was doing individual hands-on sessions. And from that, because I could see the energy and see what was happening, it felt like I was beginning to learn about the energy of the body and the energy of consciousness and how that works together and what needs to take place in order to change something. So if we have an experience that's unpleasant, what has to happen to change it? What will release the parts of the personality that are limited or affected in an unhappy way by those experiences, and how to go about all of that? So I think I sort of stepped into a hands-on training, so to speak, of how to use the energy and what it can do. And from that, then groups began to develop, and people began to say, Joe, please teach us how to do what you do. And, of course, I didn't know how to teach it because I hadn't been trained in it. It just happened. And I certainly wouldn't recommend that people go out and go through a upsetting experience to try to create it for themselves. So
no, or the lightning.
Or the lightning, yes. And so I just began to really, really observe what it was I was doing in each session, what was necessary, beyond the ability to see the energy and know what was needed, you know, all those kind of extra abilities, what else had to take place. And I finally found a way to train a person about what they needed to be able to do, which is really basic. I mean, just really basic. It's a whole idea of training yourself to really step out of the way to allow something much bigger to take charge and do what needs to be done. So it becomes very simple for the practitioner. And then I learned how to pass that kind of ability for the energy to come through and come through perfectly. I learned how to pass that from me to another person. So in a 15-minute initiation process, that ability is transferred to someone. And then we'll spend a weekend together, and I'll show them how to use that ability. What do you do with it now? How do you respect it? What are the guidelines for using it? Well, how do you step into spiritual integrity? What's the process? And so they learn that in a weekend, and then there's a practice called a practicum that goes on after that. So far, everyone can learn how to do it, and you don't have to be metaphysical or spiritual or psychic. You know, it's just anybody can learn it.
15.
Yeah, it's just an initiation, and things can happen very quickly when we're working energetically because we're beyond the 3D world, meaning beyond time and beyond things needing to take time and energy to take place. We just step right into the reality of the other dimensions where things can happen in very short periods. And that's also how healing happens. It can happen very quickly.
So what sort of healing process, how does it work, whatever you're doing? Is it like Reiki, or what is it like?
Well, probably the thing, the energy process most people are familiar with is Reiki, because it has to do with energy, and that's a very common practice. So it would be like Reiki in that it uses energy, but it would be very unlike Reiki in that it can be, you don't need any symbols or any other kinds of special things. You just need to learn how to connect to the energy, how to bring it through, and how to know when it's completed, and how to use the different specific processes, what can be done. Like, there's a process called the pulse technique, and that's used for clearing away something that someone wants to have different in their life. So there's a way to work. The practitioner sits with the client and actually helps the client really fine-tune what it is they'd like to have different, and then they sit, and in approximately about a 4 or 5 minute time period of sitting in silence, the energy can come through with the practitioner and to the client and help clear away the item that was chosen. So sometimes seemingly, I like the word seemingly, miraculous things can happen in very short periods of time. I mean 5 minutes period of time. Oh. A one-hour session can make huge changes.
So what kinds of things have you treated successfully, or what kind of quote-unquote miraculous
sure.
things have you seen?
Oh, golly. Almost everything is responsive to energy work, because everything is energy. So any item can be addressed. So things like physical conditions, any of the physical challenges that people have in their lives can be addressed and energetically and reversed energetically. As long as we have one breath of life left in us, we have the opportunity for complete health. And so any of the physical conditions or physical diseases, all of the mental or emotional conditions or fears or phobias, any past experiences a person might have been through that were upsetting for them, any of the belief systems, as we're all getting to know with the great movies that are coming out, how our beliefs affect our reality, all of our basic belief systems can be addressed and expanded or evolved. So it can be on any of the levels, mental, emotional, physical, energetic, spiritual, all of the levels.
So, of course, you make mention of the movies. The Secret did not mention about the subconscious blocks being in our way to being able to be in alignment with that which we want. So you're saying you can remove subconscious blocks to things?
Yes, because what happens is, let's say, for example, someone had an unhappy experience in childhood. Most of us had unhappy experiences in childhood at some point. So someone had an unhappy experience in childhood, and because of that, as an adult, they feel like it gets in their way. They develop certain beliefs about themselves, like self-esteem or about their appearance or their intelligence, those kinds of things. What can happen then is we can begin to address that item, any of those items, and the energy will start to work. And then when the session is completed, the energy continues its work as it traces all the way back through the neurological pathways of that particular personality, all the way back to the original place that that belief came from, that original experience, and then it will release that experience. So it releases then any part of the personality that might have been created that would be relating back to that original experience. So it'll release any of those pieces that are ones that get in our way. Keeps all of the wonderful stuff that you learn and gets rid of the things that are in your way. So it lets someone become more free, happier, more alive, more spontaneous, you know, the way we're meant to be.
More of our natural state?
Very much, very much our natural state. And, of course, as we all know, our natural state is a state of complete love. And we are, when we are in that very high frequency called love, then we begin to experience the perfection of life all around us. And we are free to experience the joy and happiness, the complete abundance on all levels, not just financial, but abundance with joy, abundance with love, abundance in relationship, abundance in connection to your family and your loved ones. Your life is here to be experienced abundantly.
So we've heard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds good in theory, looks good on paper.
Yes, and time for everyone to experience it.
So as far as the physical, you know, like it's really cool incorporating the esoteric things and the, you know, things like abundance and psychological blocks and all of that kind of thing. What about instances where you've seen the supposedly impossible things happen as far as physical healing?
Okay. So I'll tell you what I noticed with one of the people I trained, which is wonderful. So it becomes obvious that anyone can do this. So one of the people I trained immediately after the training went home to her job, and she was a nurse in a rehab hospital, and that rehab hospital, it was primarily for people who were not going to recover. They were generally elderly and not going to recover. And one of the patients in that hospital had a very, very advanced spinal cancer. And he was a young man in his 40s. And that particular condition was so advanced that they were determining, they brought him to the hospital to determine by CAT scan and MRIs if his condition, his cancer, was, if there was still time for him to have pain management training, or if they should put him directly into hospice, that he didn't have enough days left to make it worth doing any pain management training. So he was at the very final stages. The medical profession had given up on him. He had a very short time left to live. And this particular person had just come from the training, went in, and after she got off her shift, she went in and sat down with him and did the technique, which is called the pulse technique, and sat with him in silence for about 15 minutes, I think she said it was. And during that time, both of them could feel this wonderful, loving energy just filling the room. And then when that energy seemed to lift away, the practitioner, the woman that took the training, said, you know, it's done and I'm going home. And the man was sent the next day for his MRIs and his CAT scan, and they couldn't find a trace of the cancer anyplace in his body. Now, that's all validated. It's all on record.
Wow.
So that would be a very dramatic kind of change. And this was done by a person who had just learned how to do this particular technique.
Oh, she must have been impressed.
Yeah. Most people don't have those kind of issues in their life. Most people, you know, have a personality trait they're unhappy with, or they always seem to choose the wrong kind of partner to marry, or they don't have enough money, or not enough self-esteem. Those kinds of things are more common to what most everyone works with in our everyday life as our daily issues. So much of the work that's done then is helping to change those things. So many people that have... I know one person who tells a story about having been on multiple tranquilizers and mood elevators and antidepressants. I mean, many, maybe I'm guessing, trying to remember, 10 to 12 a day to try to just function, and was basically housebound with fears, and came to a workshop that had a group pulse technique going on. So I was speaking one time at a workshop. This person came to that workshop, didn't believe in this stuff at all, and just happened to end up at the workshop, sat there and did one focus on the issues in her life, and came back that evening again to do another thing that I was offering because she thought it was so unusual. 3 weeks later, she was off the meds. She was beginning to go back out in the world. She started to decrease the meds. Her condition cleared itself. And so that's going in a very short period of time with no individual contact, just sitting in the group. The symptoms began to be released because the energy went back into this particular person, back down to the point where the cause of the cause, the real creation of that limits in her life came from, and started to just clear it away. So today this person is a totally different individual.
That's amazing. Now, this pulse technique sounds incredible. How does it actually work?
How does it work? We, as I mentioned earlier, we don't have the scientific instruments to measure and explain scientifically how things work, which I know our left brain would love to have, that kind of data. So I can give you my understanding of how it works. And that is that there is something... around and through all of us. We call it energy, or we call it source, or we call it God, or we call it any number of names, universal consciousness. Quantum physics is beginning to deal in this, that there is something that flows through everyone, and that there are ways to connect with that something and to help direct and use it to create what we would like to have in our lives. Now, some people call that manifestation, and that's kind of a different thing. That's what The Secret talks about. This particular pulse technique connects with that energy and directs it in a way that it will clear and bring back into balance or wholeness whatever the client, whatever the individual is focusing on. so we're working with a source of universal power that's all around us, harnessing and directing it in a way that allows dramatic change to take place in an individual. So the pulse technique is used for clearing away anything that we would like to have different in our lives. So I was thinking that it might be kind of fun to offer some of that energy work during this call.
Well, that was going to be my next question. We'll have to, be physically sitting with you or in these groups, or can we do something interesting now?
I think we could do something interesting right now, because energy doesn't recognize time or space. It's beyond time and space. So we are all together right now in the moment, as if we were all sitting in the same room where there's no time or space with energy. So it doesn't matter if they're in a different part of the world. None of that matters. There's no distance. There's no time. And so we can do a process together. And there's a couple of ways to do it, and perhaps you could advise me which would be best for your listeners. I can have them make up a little short list of things they'd like to change, and then we can continue with the interview as I am simultaneously bringing through the energy. So we can do it that way, so the interview can continue, or we can actually sit quietly for several minutes while the energy specifically goes to each person to help change what's there. Do you know what
might
be
best? What is the most effective as far as results?
Probably either one will be just fine.
Okay, well then we may as well have them do a list, and we'll keep talking.
Okay, so let's do that, or we can do both if we want to. Later on, we can do a direct a real energy process. So, so let me explain how to do the list. If each person would just make a list of only three things that you would like to have different in your life, so it can be a physical condition, an emotional situation, a past experience you've been through, a belief about yourself or the world, your finances, your love relationship or lack of it. Any item is eligible for this. And you make a list, put three items on your list that you'd like to have a difference. So you could put down money, relationship, job. That could be one way to do it. And once you make that list, then I will begin the energy, and you can bring that list to mind occasionally if you want to. Keep it there in front of you as we're doing this interview. And I'll tell you when the energy is completed on that list that you've made, and we'll probably have time to put together another list and address it that way.
Oh, neat. Well, I had my list done about 10 seconds after you said make a list.
Great. That's wonderful. So what you might want to notice, Nicole, is as we're talking, and maybe your audience also might like to do this, just keep kind of stay aware of what you're noticing. Are you feeling more relaxed? Are you feeling any tingling in your body? Are you having any unexpected insights or memories come up? And, of course, you and I are intellectually engaged here, so it might be a little less noticeable, but your listeners certainly can be noticing those kinds of things a little bit more also.
Okay, and if they experience those things, it means something is working.
They will be noticing the energy. The energy will be there working anyway. It will just be that they are noticing it there working. So as we're talking right now, I'm starting the energy for everyone. And that will take just a moment to go wherever it's going, which means first from me and then to everyone else. And it's underway now. So that started now. So that
and still converse.
I can, yes, because I've been doing it a lot of years. So when I'm working with a group, for example, giving a retreat or something, I'm working with the group energetically the whole time while I'm also talking with them about how the mind works or how beliefs work or those kinds of things, because I don't use my mind hardly at all anymore. My mind checked out a long time ago. So I am just sort of in the moment and very present, and the words can come through however they come through.
And the mind, I guess, would just only be hampering things anyway.
The mind seems to be one of those aspects that, for a while, is a great help in terms of learning how to survive in this physical world. And then it sort of becomes our teacher, I guess, to continue to point out to us the areas in which we need to pay a little more attention, like learn a little bit more about life. So we may continue to have relationship problems or money problems because there's some belief that we have that we need to pay more attention to. So the mind will continue to bring these items up so we can notice them and get rid of them. So the mind, for a while, helps build our life, and then it helps bring up the things we best notice and make some changes about. And then after a while, once we have attended to the mind and the ways that we want to learn how to manage the mind, it becomes very quiet. It becomes our servant. Instead of we allowing the mind to kind of run wild, we can then tell the mind when we need it to step in and give us a little list of something or do one of the great functions that the mind normally does. So the mind really is, I call it the entrance to heaven and the gates to hell. It's just that depending on which way what we do with our mind, meaning what we say to ourselves about the events of life, that's what we're doing with our mind. What we say to ourselves about the events of life will determine our response to those events. And we can create something absolutely wonderful or we can create something really awful just by what we do with our mind.
Absolutely. A very powerful tool. But I like your description better than the typical sort of transcend the evil ego mind thing, you know.
Oh,
using
yeah.
it as a tool, it seems much more empowering.
You know, the mind's amazing. See, I don't have it that we have anything that's against us. I have it that we are just have everything here working on our behalf, and we just don't know quite know how to work the system yet. We haven't learned the rules of the game yet. Consciously, we're already playing the game. We just haven't learned consciously the rules. I mean, we came here for entertainment. My goodness, we could certainly make it more entertaining, don't you think?
Yes, although we're heavy into the drama anyway, but.
Yeah.
We can make it more fun.
Can you imagine when you were a kid if you were playing Monopoly? We all know Monopoly. And if we really believed it was a tremendous loss when we lost Park Place or we couldn't pay the rent on one of our buildings on one of the other little squares and we thought it was real and the drama of it, you know, it would have been terrible. But Monopoly was a fun game and we didn't mind if someone left the game and we didn't mind so much if we lost all of our little rental houses on one of the little squares. Well, we've gotten a little attached to this game of life. And life is really meant to be a wonderful, joyful experience of creating and manifesting whatever we would like to experience. So all we need to do is become a little more conscious of how we're doing all of this, because we're already doing it. So how we're doing it, and then we can start to have the life we'd like to have.
So as we speak, you're sending out these healing pulses. Vibes or energy.
Yes, right this moment.
And working on anyone who's set an intention out there to heal. What else? I mean, you can do any of the techniques and things that you do over the air, is that right?
Yes, so the techniques, all of the techniques that I train people to do, at one point then they learn how to do it what I call remotely, which means with groups or by distance, meaning on the phone or other kinds of distance. So they learn how to do that then at another point in the training. So it can all go remotely. So right now the energy work is going to all those people that chose to participate and make their little list of three items they want to have different in their life. That energy is going there right now. And it will continue to go there until it's completed. And also this is being recorded. That means they can come back in and listen again and receive another clearing.
So that was going to be my next question because, you know, we have this ongoing in the archives on newsforthesoul.com. And so people that didn't hear the live show will go in and listen to this, and it works for them also.
Absolutely. So this energy is recordable. So it means that it can be rebroadcast each time it's played. I've also done it on PBS TV. It's the same thing. It's done then over the air during the show, and then that's on a tape or something that people can purchase from PBS, and then they can replay it and experience additional changes. So it's great that way.
And what about, I mean, we have a lot of listeners.
You have what?
A lot of listeners. So.
Oh, great.
I mean, how many can this go out to? Is there a limit on how many people this could help in reaching, you know, I mean, how can you energetically deal with, you know, sort of like Santa Claus getting around the whole world.
Yeah. Well, it's infinite. We have the idea that there is a limited supply and there can be lack of something. This is infinite. The supply is beyond anything that could ever be needed. So it can go to every single person if that's what's being asked of it. And if you have to believe in beings in other dimensions and other worlds, if that was asked of it, it could take care of that. It's everywhere. It's there. So all that's happening is the vibration of this energy that we all live in is being shifted slightly for these people that have made a choice that they have three items they want to change. So that vibration now going to them is matching exactly the vibration that's needed specifically for that individual to change the three items they chose. So
it's tough for a linear mind to get around that.
Isn't it? You know. Yes, and you know, in a few more years we'll have the technology that we can explain a lot more of this. And thank goodness for some of the latest films and some of the work in quantum physics that's beginning to make inroads in the science community. Thank goodness for that.
Huge bridges, yes, absolutely, where we can really kind of get our brains around, okay, morphogenic field and quantum physics and you know, nonlinear observer effect. All these terms are coming into the mainstream.
Yes. Yeah.
What kinds of exercises, then, have you done with people in groups?
Oh, goodness. Oh, my. It's hard to name because there's so many. Whatever that particular group needs is what is offered to them. So every group has a different particular process that would benefit that group most. So sometimes we're working with clearing some childhood experiences. Now, right now as we're working, everybody has chosen their own individual items. So most often at groups, people are choosing their own individual items that they want to change. So that takes place. But if I'm doing something like a retreat and I really want to help that particular group move through a certain, I'll call it a portal, into a whole new level of consciousness or awareness, then we'll do processes that will help link them into the different energies that they need. We might do a process that helps to upgrade their energy field so they can handle more energy coming through. We might do a process that there's one that I offer by phone where we activate the pineal gland and we work with the endocrine system and we begin to evolve consciousness by activating each one of those portions of our physical being so that we can really begin to awaken ourselves and be transformed, because the pineal gland is key in our consciousness, awakening of consciousness. It has a role physically when we're very young, and then as we mature, the pineal gland steps out of its physical role. Science says it becomes non-functional, and it begins its energetic role, which is to begin to transform consciousness. And the pineal gland needs to wait until our thoughts, our beliefs, our consciousness reaches a certain vibration or a certain level of understanding. And when that happens, the pineal gland is activated, and it will begin to access what's called the sacred chambers of the brain, which is where the gifts and expanded experiences lie. And so there's a process to activate the pineal gland so that we can accelerate our spiritual awakening, our personal awakening. You see, spiritual is everything in my vocabulary. Everything is spiritual. So when I say spiritual awakening, I mean awakening of the personality, awakening of the consciousness, of the mind, of the physical body, of the DNA, everything, the whole list. As my parents would say, the whole shebang.
I should just point out, just in case people are joining us midstream here, we're talking to Joe Dunning, who can be found online at www.joedunning.com. Again, to spell that, it's JoDunning.com. She's the founder and developer of Quantum Energetics Disciplines, a training program offering cutting-edge techniques that create rapidly and seemingly miraculous changes. That is going on right now. We're being healed as we speak. We've all made our little list, so if you've just joined us, make your list of three things that you want to work on, because the energy is going out right now.
Yes.
stocking.
And it's time to do a next list. That list.
Oh. Well, good thing I mentioned it then.
Yes. So may I give the instructions again?
Yes, please.
I might have missed it. So if you would make a list with three items on it of things you would like to have different in your life. It could be something physical, like a condition in your body. It could be something mental or emotional that's going on in your life or that you went through previously in this life that was difficult for you. It could be a belief about yourself or the world. It can be anything you'd like to have different in your life. And if you would just make a list with only three items on it, please, then while this conversation is going on, the energy will be going to each person listening and making a change on those items that you put down on your list, and it will continue to work. The energy will continue to work even after this interview is completed to help create the clearing of the items that are in your way, the three items that you chose. So when I just told you earlier that process that we were doing with the first three items was finished, that means the energy, the sufficient energy is there now with the person to make the change. And we don't have to stay with you while it makes the change. We're going to start in on a new set of items. So we're starting now to provide energy for a new set of items.
What kinds of things can they expect? Like, I mean, can it happen fast, or does it take a while? Or
great. Yeah, good question. Some things happen almost immediately. For example, the example I gave with the spinal cancer, it happens right now. So most people will start to notice a change in the items that they chose. And what they'll probably notice is that the next time that particular item comes to mind, when they say they chose an experience of they don't feel loved by their husband or wife. Okay. And the next time that they are having that experience with their husband or wife, they'll begin to notice that they are different with that. And that it doesn't seem to affect them so much. And in fact, their beloved is actually being much kinder, and this doesn't seem to be going on so often. So the symptom that they were noticing before will begin to diminish and change. And at the same time, they'll also notice that their response to a situation will also begin to change. So we'll be returning back to something that would be healthy and balanced and whole, kind of way of being in whatever situation we happen to come to. And when we are in a balanced place, then we have choice about how we choose to respond rather than react. So we get to choose how we're going to be in that particular moment.
Wow, well, it's very exciting. I've never done sort of a mass putting it out there healing energy thing on the air before, so I want to give out an email address. If anybody's got something going on at any point, I want to hear from you results from this show, healings@newsforthesoul.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to hear what you hear. That would be great. This would be fun. And, you know, if it's appropriate, I can mention places where they can continue to receive some of this energy work that for free if they want to.
Oh, absolutely. Please.
Okay. All right. So one of my goals is to help offer energy work to anyone who would like to have it and offer it free of cost. So to help take care of that, what I do is once a month, on the last Tuesday of each month, which is coming up pretty soon for this particular call, the last Tuesday of each month, I offer a one-hour teleconference where all I do is energy work for the hour. I'll give a little bit of information, a little bit of talking about what's going on in the world, and then energy work for the hour. And that's for anybody on the call, and it's free. So lots of people call in from all over the world to take advantage of that opportunity. So if people want to continue to experience change or want to try it out, you know, or they have a friend that they want to have experience it, that's a format that you can use to do that.
I hope you have tolerance for high calling numbers, because, my God, if you put that out to our network, you could be having an awful lot of callers.
I would love it. I would love it, Nicole. I would love to be able to serve at that level and help people. That would be great. Right now I have several hundred callers each time, and if it needs to go up to several thousand, then we'll find a way to do that. That's what healing work is about, is to reach out to as many people who would like to receive it. It's not about pushing it on anybody. It's just if they would like it, if they'd like to have their life different, then here's an opportunity that doesn't cost anything except their phone call in, to, an opportunity where they can begin to make some changes in their life. And there's another opportunity, which is just the pulse technique, which is on the Thursday, and they need to go to my website to get the dates for that on the Thursday of the month. And also the call-in phone numbers are there on the website.
Okay. And also we're going to have people listening, you know, years down the road in the archives. So even if these dates are irrelevant by the time you're listening, just go to the website, joedunning.com, J-O-D-U-N-N-I-N-G.com.
Yeah. And look up, I think it's under the category free teleconference or something like that. They'll find it that way. So it's time for another list. So once again, those people out there listening, if you have three more items, I can't imagine. Of course, we all have hundreds of items probably. But if you have three more items that you'd like to have different in your life, just write them down briefly on a piece of paper or bring them to mind. If you don't have paper, that's fine. Just bring them to mind briefly. And then we'll go on with the interview, and the energy work will continue to assist each one of you with those particular items. And the energy work completes when I say, okay, it's time for a new list. It means you've got enough energy now that it can address those items you chose, and it will continue addressing those items for hours and days and weeks and sometimes months if it needs to go that far into your life experiences to make the changes that you'd like to have. So we'll start another list now.
Okay. And, well, that's... You know, you mentioned on the teleconference that you talk about the energy that's going on and changes in the world and stuff. Have you also been noticing that things have been kind of wobbly-pop for about 2 months?
Isn't it amazing, Nicole? Oh. Yes, it is kind of your word, wobbly-pop. It is. That's a great description. You know...
Very weird.
Yes, what's happening is complete transformation, obviously, of who we are. So we are going from a carbon-based... physical structure into a crystalline-based physical structure. And if you don't happen to believe in those kinds of things, what you might prefer to hear then is just that there is a different kind of energy that is coming to this planet, and it is creating changes in our body and changes in our minds and changes in our beliefs just by being in that new energy. Very much in a way, if we go into a room full of happy people and loving people, we begin to feel more happy and loving. And if we go into a room of angry and upset people, we begin to feel more angry and upset. So in a similar way, the energy that's coming to the earth right now is like a room full of happy people. And so it's going to begin to raise everybody's vibration. That means our happiness quotient. And as it does that, it's going to sweep out of the way anything that has to do with things that are less than happy. And so those things all get swept out of the way. And, of course, in the sweeping out of the way, we often tend to experience those things. So if you're sweeping the floor, you're kicking up dust, and you experience the dust. Even though you're sweeping it away, you experience it for a moment. Or you see it piling up on the floor as you sweep it together. So as we clear out those lower vibrations from our physical body, our mental bodies, our emotional bodies, we clear those out, we might experience them for a short period of time. And the best thing to do with all of those experiences that might come through is to give them the space to just pass on through. You don't have to grab it and have a dance with it. You don't have to go into the drama of it. You can just notice, oh, here comes something else to pass on through. It has come to pass, meaning it has come to leave us. So it has come to pass on through. Let it do that. Let it go right on through. You don't have to think about it, worry it, fix it, you know, work on it. It's just going to go right on through.
You know, that is the absolute best articulation and description of what's going on I've ever heard.
Oh, great.
I think
great.
Anybody could hear that and get that and go, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, I had wonderful training for this particular role that I'm in right now, and that was that I was a special ed teacher for 25 years. And I had to, and I taught science and math. So what I needed to do at the high school, was learn how to take very complex ideas and present them in really simple format. And I think that gave me a little edge on learning how to put together language that is not scientific, that's not woo-woo, that is understandable by everybody. I've really been grateful for the time that I spent in the classroom and have that training now.
I think that's the thing. We get caught up in certain language that prevents other people from getting, out. They've had a direct experience with the energy and, these nebulous concepts,
Sure.
Until you're hit by lightning yourself or something or had a direct experience. It's hard to kind of put things into words. So that was a real gift. I love your explanation because that just makes so much sense.
Thanks. Yeah.
Wow.
It's just about making the language simple for everybody. We've so separated our different professions, and they all have their special lingo. It just creates more distance, and what we really want is to notice our similarities, to talk in a common language that we can all understand.
So with, as you say, letting these things come up to pass, maybe we can put in the couple of minutes we've got to the top of the hour, perspective on recent events in Virginia?
Yes, I would be happy to. And let me say it's time for another list. And let's make this list something you'd like to have more of in your life. Maybe you want more love, more money, more freedom, more play, more joy, more health. Something you want more of in your life. We'll do it this way this time. So once again, three items or more. That's fun. Three items or more that you'd like to have more of in your life. So I'll give you just a moment to put that together. And your question, Nicole, was about the events that have just recently taken place in Virginia. Yeah. As things come up to clear, if some personalities are already challenged, they're already challenged in terms of holding the max that they can hold, it can be difficult to take on additional things coming up to be released. And it can push us over the edge. And so as we begin to clear things and the light becomes brighter, meaning the goodness on the earth becomes brighter, it's going to have to clear away the darkness that's on the earth. Very much like what it's doing in our body, it's sweeping things clean. Well, the same thing is happening on the earth in the cultures and societies. It is sweeping things clean. So for the moment, they become very visible, the wars and the shootings and killings, the road rage and hostilities. Those kinds of things are being swept out of people's beings. And so it becomes more visible and more obvious for a while in the cleaning process. A little bit like cleaning a closet. You've got quite a mess when you pull everything out of the closet for just a short period of time. And then you can sort, organize, clear out, repair, give away, and then restore and put back in the closet. Now you have a beautiful, organized system going there. And that's kind of what's happening. We are cleaning up the world at the same time.
Some form, it's on track and part of the process.
Yeah, it is. As much as our beings dislike it, and we find it horrendous to take on emotionally and notice, if we can trust that there is something much bigger going on that is really helping to evolve everything into something much better, that's what we need to hold in mind. And, of course, we hold in mind great love and compassion for the people who were injured and killed and their families, and, of course, especially for the person who did the shooting and especially for the family of that person, the parents and brothers and sisters. Great love and compassion for them, for what they are now needing to take into their awareness and their lives.
Well, thank you for addressing that. And we're just at the top of the hour, so we've been with Joe Dennings this hour, and it's been fun. We've gone through some lists, so we're closing off our last list, I guess.
Great.
What do we want more of? And joedenning.com, joedunning.com. And thank you so much. You have
Thanks,
a retreat coming up, too. We've got to get that in really quick.
Yes, a retreat coming up in September and a training program in June. So take a look at that. And remember the free energy work, last Tuesday of each month. That's the really valuable one.
Going to get calls.
That's great. They can find the phone number on the website.
JoeDenning.com. Joe Denning, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nicole. I enjoyed being here.
Everyone that's tuned in, we've got an amazing lineup. We just sent out a list of upcoming guests to our e-news subscribers. If you're not on the list, get on it. It's free. Newsforthesoul.com. Thank you so much to all of you tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.